Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz, and happy Labor Day, everybody. Well, the Maryland Department of Health said that the patient with the first human infection of a travel-related New World screwworm in the U.S. has recovered from the flesh-eating parasite. The department said there was also no sign of transmission to other people and or animals. Now, the Health and Human Services Department said the disease was confirmed on August 4th in a person who traveled to El Salvador. The CDC then reported it on August 24th after a three-week delay. In the meantime, groups like RCAF USA and its chief executive officer, Bill Bullard, indicated that neither the CDC nor the USDA had disclosed New World screwworm detection to the general public. Instead, one or both agencies had selectively notified only certain industry participants of the detection, thereby giving them insider information regarding an issue with potentially severe ramifications. Bullard said, independent U.S. livestock producers rely exclusively on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to protect the health and safety of their livestock herds against the introduction of foreign pests, and information like this should not be kept or hidden from others. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.